It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6 o'clock, and yes, it's Wednesday, the 23rd of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 64 degrees.
That's some delays in construction zones right now on I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's coronavirus spike. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A mandatory face mask policy has been adopted in Utah County for at least the next month.
I am not at all surprised that it went boom.
Utah's coronavirus spike. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, Utah County's mask mandate will last until October 20th unless they renew it. The Utah County Health Department and two of the three Utah County commissioners put this out there late last night. They say if coronavirus cases keep rising, the entire county may be put back into orange-level restrictions. Now, the mask order does have some exemptions for exercise, eating at restaurants, and medical or mental health conditions, also children under five. Salt Lake, Summit, and Grand counties have all had their own mask mandates since late June. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, Provo City will spend $100,000 to get college students to wear masks.
Utah's coronavirus spike. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Students themselves are coming up with the ads that will run on social media and other places, urging their classmates to mask up. Mayor Michelle Cafusi says despite having a mask mandate in place before school started, the message wasn't getting through.
We're going to come at it at a different angle. We're going to come at it as a campaign, and we're hoping that this will hit home with the students, because apparently it's obvious the mandate hasn't.
College students are the main drivers of the spike in positive coronavirus test results in Provo, but they could win free meals or other prizes if they keep their face coverings on. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The money for the campaign is coming from the Federal CARES Act.
The directive yesterday from Governor Gary Herbert moving Provo back to the orange or moderate risk phase of our coronavirus recovery means fans will not be allowed at the next two BYU football games at LaVell Edwards Stadium. That includes this Saturday's game against the Troy Trojans and the October 2nd game against Louisiana Tech.
The NBA has set December 1st as the start of the next regular season, but the commissioner is now expressing some doubt about that date. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the update. John?
Yeah, Amanda, for the four remaining NBA teams playing in the playoffs in Orlando, their focus is still on the games happening right now. Although for the remaining 26 franchises and their executives, the focus has moved to the offseason and what exactly the next season will look like. In an interview on CNN yesterday, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver hinted towards a 2021 season starting sometime in January.
We said a week ago or so that the earliest we would start is Christmas, but the more I'm learning, even listening to Dr. Fauci, I continue to believe that we're going to be better off getting into January.
He goes on to say the goal for next season is to play a standard season. That means 82 games and playoffs. And additionally, he says the goal would be to play games in home arenas in front of fans. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A justice with hero status is remembered today. KSL's top national stories. Back to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, thousands of mourners give final respects to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as she lies in repose in the U.S. Supreme Court building today and tomorrow. They have been lining up.
She was the moral beacon when America felt lost.
Justice Ginsburg makes history when she becomes the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Friday, 1 week after her death. Democrats calling for Republicans to respect the reported final wish of Justice Ginsburg that she not be replaced until the next president is installed. Chris Galdieri of St. Anselm College says the law is on the president's side.
Democrats are in a bind here because there's just not much that they can do.
Republicans express doubts about Justice Ginsburg's daughter, granddaughter's last wish claim. The House agreed to fund the government through December, passing a continuing resolution yesterday. Majority Whip Steny Hoyer on the bipartisan agreement.
We have done our job for the people.
Compromises were made with Democrats agreeing to Republican demands for aid to farmers, GOP giving in to an $8 billion in food assistance. And the makers of Uncle Ben's Instant Rice announced they're rebranding it as Ben's Original. Mars Incorporated also removes the image of an African-American man from the label. The rice brand was one of several deemed stereotypic that are being changed. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Only two more days of above-average temperatures for the Wasatch Front.
If we're looking for more of that fall-like weather, now that fall is officially here, let's just give it a couple of days. By Friday, we start with highs only in the 70s, and we're going to keep that going through the weekend and into early next week, and those morning temperatures are going to drop as well.
Grant says temperatures are going to be in the upper 80s today and tomorrow before falling into the 70s for the rest of the seven-day forecast.
Coming up on KSL, another part of our daily lives is going contactless.
And triple team traffic.
A couple of slow spots on northbound 15. One of them's in Roy, where they're cleaning up a crash in the left lane at the Roy overpass. And the other's in the construction zone northbound 15 in Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 6:05.
A deeper dive on Washington politics. What is the significance of Trump nominating a woman?
Giving a woman that position would mirror what America looks like.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry. Weekdays 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
What would you say if you could get a Carrier furnace for free? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd say yes, please. But before you get too excited, let me explain how it works. As a Carrier authorized dealer, we buy so much equipment each year that we get the best prices. We also feel like we have the best HVAC techs around. Now, we want to keep our great people and our great pricing from the factory. But September's a slow month for us because the summer's pretty much done and the cold weather hasn't hit yet. So we set aside money for this free furnace promotion to help keep our guys busy. Now, this is great for you if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and your AC, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace just for the labor to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. This is only good through September, so if you think you might be interested, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services, and we'll schedule one of our HVAC supervisors to come to your home and answer any questions you have. Call Any Hour Services at 801-440-4444. 443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Blast off with Blast Off Mortgage Company.
The lowest interest rates ever at Wagonwell Lending Station. Refinance today at Rapid Refinance Mortgage Company, in business for over 12 weeks.
There are dozens of mortgage companies holding out their grabby hands and yelling with their yelly voices, trying to get your money.
Where else you gonna go?
Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick, that's where. Because Loans by Rick is a real guy. Rick Kirschenbaum at Vintage Lending. So when you click loansbyrick.com, you're instantly in touch with someone who's been in the business for 20 years. Someone who knows that you don't want the loan or refinance process to be long and painful. Rick can usually get it done in 12 to 22 days. And Rick always stays in touch, so you don't have to worry and wonder about being lost in the mortgage jungle. Rick can and will get you the historic low rates that you deserve. So if you're buying, refinancing, or just need some cash out of your home, where else are you going to go? LoansByRick.com or 801-809-SAVE or click LoansByRick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
If you're just joining us this morning, that mandatory face mask policy has been adopted in Utah County for at least the next month. So a heads up, it's masks up in Utah County.
A 30-year-old man is in a Miami hospital recovering from a shark attack. The Atlanta man was snorkeling in the Florida Keys when he was bitten by an 8 to 10-foot shark.
911, where is your emergency?
We're out of heat, Tim. Where am I? Out of my son-in-law just got bit by a shark in his shoulder. We need help immediately.
The man's pregnant wife reportedly dove into the water to help pull him out. He was eventually airlifted to the hospital, where doctors described his injuries as severe.
Mm. Another business is going contactless, as we learn live with COVID-19.
It's something that you might not have thought about much, at least not before the pandemic. There's a lot of human contact when you park a car.
This crisis brought a lot of attention to contactless payments, not just for parking, but for all businesses.
Jerry Skelet with Space is one of the new apps that makes parking contactless.
Not needing to pull a ticket, not needing to pay a parking pay station, go to a cashier, touch anything.
Apps like this ensure that the only hands on the wheel are yours. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
6:09, let's get a look at Triple Team traffic this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. We start with Andy Farnsworth in the traffic center.
Well, Tim, pretty quiet as you head from Draper to downtown this morning. Whether you're on I-15 or city streets, including Bangor Highway, no significant delays there. Out of Tooele County, you'll be good to go as well between Tooele City and Mills Junction in the Stansbury Park area with no delays on SR-36. Eric?
I-15 northbound Utah County, just a touch of slowing between the main streets, that's American Forks Main Streets and the Pioneer Crossing, of course, and Lehigh's Main Street. That's actually a lot less on the northbound side in the way of delays than it was just a few minutes ago, so that could be altogether gone in just a couple more minutes. Right now, the rest of I-15 looks good. Redwood Road also looks good heading north. Heather?
Got a couple of issues in Weber County. The first one, northbound I-15, a crash right at 5600 South and Roy. That is still blocking the left lane, and that's in the road construction zone. So traffic is backing up into Sunset. That's about a mile. And then if you're coming south out of Ogden, looks like we have a little bit of slowdown just after 31st Street in Ogden. But once you get past that, the rest of your southbound drive looks good into downtown Salt Lake City. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no fee certificate, with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look at how hot it gets today and check the forecast with you, Graham.
Right, we're going to get a lot of sunshine today this time around, and it's smoky as well. High temperatures back up to 87. And hotter tomorrow, 89 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Not bad out there this morning, 62 degrees.
One of the things that will land a plane for sure is a bird strike. And it landed the vice president's plane. We'll have more on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along this morning. Tim and Amanda on this Wednesday from KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. It's important for us to remind you that not all Wi-Fi, not all Internet systems are created equal. And boy, for us at our house and yours, Amanda, it's the good folks at Xfinity that really keep everything in the house going.
I just don't know what I'd do without Xfinity, because for all of us in my house, it's not even just one device per person. My kids are on their Xbox while they're on their phones, while they're on their computers, and I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm watching a show while I'm on my phone, while I'm on my computer, and because we're on multiple devices at the same time, we need serious gig speed, which we get from Xfinity.
Well, and then you add to that the sprinkler control box, the security that you have in the house. My fridge is on the internet, the house thermostat. Those are all things we don't think about that are also drawing on that gig speed internet from Xfinity. It powers all your devices, so you'll never miss a beat. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome.
Check out Xfinity's amazing offers on packages with gig, or get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 10-25-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter plus internet, 25 megabytes per second, customers only.
Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Thanks again for all of you that have already taken the time to let us know you're out there this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That number, 57500. KSL News Time, 614. Here come the three things you need to know this hour. First,
a public mask mandate for people in Utah County. The Utah County Health Department and Utah County Commission issued the mandate and a statement late last night. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is expressing concern that the December 1st start date for the next regular season is too early, and a start in early 2021 might be more feasible.
Third, of course, we'll keep an eye on that drive brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Got a little bit of delay northbound I-15 going through Sunset into Roy because of a crash in the left lane. And we've got a little bit of northbound slowdowns in I-15 and American Fork going up towards Main Street. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, hazy, and 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
64, 62 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. There are television cameras and microphones lined up at the bottom of the Supreme Court steps awaiting the arrival of the coffin-carrying Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She will lie in repose at the court today and tomorrow, and on Friday will become the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. ABC Cecilia Vega has more on Ginsburg's replacement, who President Trump is expected to announce on Saturday.
At the top of President Trump's list, Federal Appeals Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett, a devout Catholic who has strong support among religious conservatives and anti-abortion activists. Also under consideration, U.S. Circuit Judge Barbara Lagoa, a Cuban-American whom Republicans hope could help the president win Latino voters in the battleground of Florida.
Senate Republicans who refused to hold a vote on President Obama's pick 4 years ago are moving toward a quick vote this time around, but ABC News political analyst Matthew Dowd says there could be consequences if the Democrats win in November.
I think there's going to be a huge push if the Republicans do this. In the aftermath of this, if the Democrats take the Senate and have the House and have the presidency, of changing the how many people are on the Supreme Court, I would think that will easily be a discussion in January if this goes wrong for the GOP.
With 200,000 Americans now dead from COVID-19, the FDA is said to be planning to issue tough new standards for emergency authorization of any vaccine. Surgeon General Jerome Adams.
We have a data safety monitoring board. We have institutional review boards. We have independent people who are going to look at safety and efficacy before it ever gets to the point of approval or authorization.
All that protocol could delay the widespread distribution of a vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci making the cover of Time magazine as one of the 100 most influential people of 2020. Uncle Ben's Rice is no more, saying the time is right for meaningful change. Parent company Mars Incorporated has dropped the logo in favor of Ben's Original, Aunt Jemima, and Eskimo Pie, also retiring those names. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Air Force Two had to make an emergency landing after a bird strike shortly after takeoff.
The vice president even went to inspect the damage after the plane safely landed to the ground. ABC's Gio Benitez has more.
Overnight, Air Force Two striking a bird on takeoff. The plane carrying Vice President Pence forced to make a rapid return to safety.
Air Force Two, are you declaring an emergency?
Negative, Air Force Two.
This video shows the moment of impact. One of the engines seen smoking and sparking just seconds after lifting off from the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. This angle also showing the strike, and then you can even hear the engine sound change.
The airport has a freeze right now. The airport is closed.
The expert pilots quickly turning, the runway cleared for an immediate landing. Upon landing, crew seen inspecting the impacted engine, even Vice President Pence taking the opportunity to inspect the damage. Then he was transferred to a backup C-17 cargo plane for the flight back to Washington, arriving a little later than planned.
Now, the FAA tells us that about 39 strikes are reported every single day. 97% of those are birds. The rest are other animals. You can see in that video just how dangerous this could be.
You know, I think about what a frightening thing it must be for pilots and how they're all of the things they do at airports to try and keep birds out of that area. But I fly with my brother from time to time, who's a pilot and has just a small two-seater airplane. Mm. And he always says, look out for birds, Manda.
Yeah.
And so I got my eyes peeled.
I'm
but
surprised.
What can you do?
I'm surprised Gio was reporting 49 times every day.
Yeah.
There are bird strikes. And leaving Salt Lake City, particularly when you're taking off to the north and Farmington Bay is right there where all of the ducks rest on their migration, I'm always surprised that we don't have more of a problem with that than there is in Salt Lake City. But we just don't hear about it all that often.
Right.
Wow.
Glad everything was okay.
Scary stuff. The in-depth for you there at 15 and 45.
Let's take another look at 619 of Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, through the Salt Lake Valley, traffic moving along just fine on I-15. The drive has been pretty clean thus far from Tooele County as well. Those of you on I-80 or splitting off onto the 201 freeway aren't going to see any slowdowns as of yet. We're crash-free on our city streets in Salt Lake. Eric?
Well, it looked like all of our northbound delays were going to be gone by now on I-15. Between American Fork and Lehigh, but right now you do have some sudden slowing if you're moving between 500 East and Pioneer Crossing. This is on the northbound side, so not sure what's going on there. The rest of I-15 looks good in the major feeders to get over to the freeway in Utah County. No problems there. Heather?
Our delays continue northbound I-15 as you make your way from Clearfield up into Roy. This is due to an accident still blocking the left lane at 5600 South and Roy, and it's also in a construction zone. That's what's adding to all the delays. The good news is all the other freeways and all the other directions are moving quite nicely. So whether you're on I-84, Legacy Parkway, or US 89, you should be in good shape. Mr. Mack's BOGO suit sale is back. Buy one suit at $299, get the second for just $1. Mr. Mack stores are clean and sanitized. Visit all 9 Mr. Mack stores. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. A cooling 7-day forecast after a couple of still very warm days.
Cooler weather's coming away, but for today, lots of sunshine. Still smoky out there. And a high temperature of 87, 89 sunshine tomorrow, and then it cools down. Friday, only 78 in the sunshine, 76 sunshine on Saturday. We'll see sunny 77 the high on Sunday, and then lots of sunshine Monday, Tuesday as well. 79 Monday, 80 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 62 degrees downtown. Some of you might be waking up to the news that Utah County is now in a mask mandate situation after the large increase in the number of coronavirus cases. But I was just reading this morning, Tim, and this might be encouraging to some, that the Ohio Department of Health said there was a 31% drop in cases in that state a month after it issued a mask mandate.
Wow.
So, you know, we're hopeful that it will be effective in accomplishing the goal. The mask mandate went into effect on July 23rd in Ohio when there were about 1,370 cases per day. A month later, the case number was down to 939 cases per day. So they had seems like it was very effective there. So we'll hope for the same here in the state of Utah.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a minute, Sean Michael Lyle takes us off the radar. More on the Supreme Court nominee that President Trump now says he will put forth on Saturday. We'll talk about that coming up in a minute, just before we check your money news.
Your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in a pocket on the street and we'll send the thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donations since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a filed bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit taxhelput.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I have somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
What if you had Whipple Service Champions in your contacts so that when you said, hey Siri, call Whipple Service Champions, Whipple Service Champions would come a-running. Or on speed dial, if you're still doing that, so that with just the push of a button, you can get your drains augered, your leaky pipes, drippy faucets, electrical fixtures, furnace, and or AC fix. Oh, bad news, water heater's leaking. Alexa, call Whipple Service Champions. And you're on the phone with, for emergencies, when you call today, we come today. The new water heater will already be stocked on the truck and come with a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Yeah, 10 years parts and labor warranties come with new furnaces and ACs too. Let's program that number into your contacts. 801-444-FAST. 801-444-3278. On your phone spells FAST. The 444s are like four fast, like for fast service. Clever, huh? Speed dial 801-444-FAST. Hey, Google, call Whipple Service Champion.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
The battle over a Supreme Court nominee could be a matter of faith. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Oh, Tim, federal judge Amy Coney Barrett considered a top contender to be the next Supreme Court nominee. She is Catholic, and that's concerning to abortion rights advocates and came up in her confirmation hearing to the federal bench, Senator Dianne Feinstein.
The dogma lives loudly within you, and that's of concern.
But Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is a devout Catholic as well and says he separates his faith from his job.
What I'm not prepared to do is impose a rigid view that is born out of my faith on other people who are equally God-fearing.
The other top Supreme Court candidate, Judge Barbara Lagoa, she also is a devout Catholic. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The Mortgage Bankers Association says home mortgage applications are up 25% from last year, despite rising house prices. More people are putting an emphasis on having space at home to both live and work.
KSL Drives, a new electric vehicle company, is being assembled in China. The VM Motor Company says it has already raised $1.5 billion in funding.
Let's take a look now at your money at this moment. The futures markets are mixed. Dow futures up 198. That's about 0.75%. The S&P futures up 10.2. That's 0.3%. But the Nasdaq futures are down just a little bit, 11.2. And that is 0.1%.
Some slow going this morning through construction areas up in Roy on I-15. We'll get a look at that and the rest of your traffic and weather together next.
Don't miss Siegel Books' Celebrating Sisterhood event all day Friday and Saturday. Receive a free gift with every purchase during this incredible two-day sale. Get the 3-inch Christus statue, just $3.99. And all clearance price Sweet Salt clothing will be an additional 20% off. Drop by Siegel Book or enjoy this sale online all day Friday and Saturday. Get your free gift with every purchase in person or online. Either way, don't miss Celebrating Sisterhood at Siegel Book or SiegelBook.com.
Take control of your financial future at the Virtual Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 9th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There is no better time for women of all ages, cultures, and financial situations to grow their financial capability together and hear from Utah's most influential women leaders. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. That's womeninthemoney.org. Or text FUTURE to 57500 for details and get ready to take control of your financial future.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
If you're still jumping in your car every morning, you know where to find KSL. Like always, hit the button for 102.7 FM on the way to work. If you're staying home, you can still be connected to a larger community. You can still hear Tim and Amanda talking through the biggest stories. Stream them until 9 at KSLNewsRadio.com.
6:29 means it's time for us to go back outside, see what's happening on the roads this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. I'm guessing, Andy, that's still cleaning up a bit of overnight construction in Roy, huh?
No, it's actually a crash up there, unfortunately. They are finishing up some construction, but all that stuff is behind the cement barrier. The thing that's causing the delay is a crash in Roy just before the overpass, and so it's backed up not quite to the 650 North exit in Clearfield, but about halfway there. Southbounders, though, are looking good, and all the lanes are open from Ogden all the way to downtown. Eric?
Looks like our earlier delays between American Fork and Lehigh have been cleared up, although it's still kind of thick northbound I-15 through there. There is a little bit of slowing as well in Midvale, right at 7200 south. But overall, it's a pretty good picture northbound on the freeway from Point of the Mountain to downtown Salt Lake. Heather?
The rest of the drive in the Salt Lake Valley looking pretty good. No delays right now on the east or west side belt routes. You look pretty good right now, Bangor Highway heading north toward the 201 freeway. And if you're coming out of Tooele County, no delays at this time on SR36 hooking onto I-80 toward the airport. Upgrade your kitchen now and get your dream appliances before the holidays. At locally owned Durden's, Black Friday deals start now. Durden's on 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And how warm does it get today? Back to you, Grant.
Warmer temperatures are here for two more days. 87 today, sunshine and smoky, and 89 tomorrow, more sunshine. I'm Grant Weem in KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 62 degrees.
A crash on I-15 in Roy causing some northbound backups. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
New numbers show more families did not enroll their students in public schools this fall, with kindergarten enrollment seeing a significant drop.
Utah's 2020 school year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the numbers. Mary?
Amanda, there are 9,000 fewer students enrolled in public schools than officials had expected. These are the numbers from the spring before summer decisions were made on coronavirus plans. So that may make the October 1st official headcount look even more different. A big drop, 5%, came in kindergarten enrollment. And 2.2% more students went to charter schools. Students also went to online or virtual schools. And there was a threefold increase in students starting homeschool. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A spike in the number of COVID-19 cases at BYU and UVU prompts the governor to return Provo and Orem to orange or moderate level pandemic restrictions. That in turn prompted Utah County leaders to issue a countywide mask mandate.
My rally cry would be, come on, we're better than this. For us to have to be moved to orange, we've got to do better.
But Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi notes that college students don't seem to care about mask mandates, since there's been a mandate in place in Provo since before students came back to BYU.
Investigators in Springville are looking into whether a man arrested on suspicion of at least a dozen burglaries may be responsible for even more crimes. Details from KSL-TV's Andrew Adams.
Police say they've already been able to return the stolen property to owners. Chief Craig Martinez says there could be other theft cases out there connected to this guy. They want to know if people in the area have fallen victim to stolen trailers, construction equipment, and shed burglaries.
The police chief says after the arrest, investigators found three storage units full of stolen merchandise.
A convenience store clerk is facing charges after police say he aggressively tracked down a supposed shoplifter. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tim. Yeah, Salt Lake police are saying that convenience store clerk went to chase down an alleged criminal, and in the process, he got himself arrested. The clerk, Ronald Kirkham, was working at a 7-Eleven when he ran after an alleged shoplifter, according to police. They say he got into his car and followed the suspect, and in the process, he drove over his legs and then crashed his vehicle into a neighboring home, and that left behind severe structural damage. When cops showed up, it was Kirkham that was arrested for investigation of aggravated assault resulting in serious injury, along with a few other charges. An updated condition on the man that was hit by the car was not immediately available. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Saturday, the Cougars of BYU host the Trojans of Troy University at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Football game temperatures are looking pretty good. Looks like lots of sunshine for Saturday, and you can't beat it. Highs only in the mid-70s, cooling nicely to some jacket weather into the evening hours on Saturday.
Grant says temperatures along the Wasatch Front should be in the upper 80s for today and tomorrow, before falling into the 70s for the rest of the week.
The president set to move ahead with a Supreme Court nominee. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump says he'll hold a news conference at 3 p.m. Mountain Time Saturday to announce his nominee to replace Justice Ginsburg on the Supreme Court.
I'm getting very close to having a final decision made. Very, very close.
Federal judges Amy Coney Barrett and Barbara Lagoa considered the top candidates. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf facing a Senate confirmation hearing this morning. Questions about the response to recent civil unrest will come up, and he has said he supports the right to demonstrate.
However, no constitutional right to loot, to burn, or to assault law enforcement officers or your fellow citizens.
He's been acting DHS chief since last November. And the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has finally surpassed 200,000. Speaker Nancy Pelosi notes the grim milestone.
This was preventable. Not all of it, but much of it.
In March, early CDC projections and American COVID deaths range from 200,000 to 1.7 million. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, a surprise for Utah firefighters who were sent to battle wildfires in Oregon.
Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
I-15 still backed up northbound, going from Sunset to Roy because of a crash in the left lane. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning to you, KSL News Time 635.
Think you know the story? Think again. There is such intensity around Supreme Court nominations because Congress is not doing its job. Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're chatting with Dr. Bill Simakoski from Utah Stem Cells Joint Treatment and Wellness Center, or Utah Stem Cells. Doctor, there's a lot of stem cell places that have really come to life lately. What makes you so different?
Well, you know, I'm thrilled that there are more and more clinics offering stem cell treatments. Because when I first got my start, this was about 10 years ago, I had to get the word out. I had to let people know that stem cells are a viable option to treat many different conditions in the body. And when I got my start, it was in the musculoskeletal arena. I could use it to treat knees, shoulders, backs, you name it. But we've learned a lot about stem cell sciences through the years, and as the results started getting better and better, we were using better quality products, the doctors were getting more proficient at doing these treatments, more and more clinics started popping up offering these procedures and these services. And actually, I welcome the competition because the most important thing is getting the word out and letting people know that these are very effective modalities that can help treat many different conditions. But then you need to know what to look for when searching for a clinic. Well, the first thing, you want it to be a medically run clinic by an MD, a medically trained doctor. A lot of the newer clinics are acupuncturists or chiropractor clinics, which actually cannot do the injections themselves. So often they have to hire a doctor or a nurse at a low hourly wage with minimal training to do the procedures for them. The second pitfall is you need to have the very highest quality stem cells available. Well, as my background in toxicology, it makes me uniquely qualified to look at the lab analysis, vet these different companies, and find the very highest quality stem cells. And that's all I'll use in my office. I won't cut corners or use any more inexpensive products because I want the very highest results. And then I follow a methodology called prolotherapy by which we deliver the PRP and stem cells. Listen, just go to our website at utahstemcells.com. That's utahstemcells.com, and you can get a lot more information.
Utah Opera opens its 2021 season with a double bill of one-act operas, October 9th through the 18th at Capitol Theater. Tickets available at utahopera.org.
Hey, thanks for starting your morning with us. If you're just joining us, keeping an eye on Utah's 2020 school year with some new numbers out that show a lot of us didn't enroll our students in public school this fall.
Utah Task Force One is home from Oregon. Team leader Wade Russell says they were prepared for people to not want them there as they looked for bodies and surveyed damage in their recently burned down homes. But he says it was the other way around.
They lost absolutely everything. And we felt like we were the ones being taken care of by them more than we were taking care of them.
Isn't that amazing? Mm. Russell recalls an elderly man who couldn't find his wife's urn. His crew dropped what they were doing and found it. He says that man has called to thank them every day since.
Wow. I don't know if you saw this story over the weekend, but an NFL player is thanking the fan who returned his lost wedding ring. Indianapolis Colts linebacker Darius Leonard tossed his glove to a young fan after Sunday's game, and yes, he didn't realize his wedding ring was in one of the gloves.
I knew I had it on before the game, because once I put my gloves on, I was like, okay, you know, my ring is on. And then once I knew that, I took the gloves off, and that's the only thing that could have possibly happened. That's when my mind said, oh, okay, when I threw my gloves, the ring with it. So that's when I knew that, okay, I might don't see that ring again.
Oh, boy, I bet Mama wasn't happy when he got home. He later told ESPN he's going to send that fan a signed jersey. I hope so. As a little thank you.
That's nice. Well, if you think you're spending more time on cleaning lately, you're probably right.
So what's on your to-do list today? If some house cleaning is on it, you want a loan.
70% of consumers in a recent survey that we fielded said that they were cleaning their homes more often.
That's Greg Schwartz with Allen USA, a natural cleaning products company. He says the pandemic is one reason, but it isn't the only one.
We're spending more time in our homes, and we're making more messes, so we're cleaning up more messes.
Most of our cleaning time is spent in the kitchen and in the bathrooms, followed by areas that are frequented by kids and pets. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Amen to that.
And you may be sitting in a chair a lot more, you know, in a particular room, and you're seeing things you didn't notice before. That's happening a lot, too, I'm sure.
It's good exercise. 6:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Amanda, traffic in Salt Lake County, a little bit busy now on I-15 near 53rd South, and Redwood Road seeing some delays near 70th Southwest Jordan, but pretty clean everywhere else. 21st South, I-80 out of Tooele, both delay-free. Eric?
In Utah County, we're looking good now. We had some early morning struggles on the northbound side between American Fork and Lehigh, but the delays are gone and things are moving at normal speeds. 24 minutes from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. A little bit of northbound slowing on Redwood Road at 2100 North. Heather?
We still have the accident in the cleanup stages northbound I-15 at 5600 South in Roy. And this is also in a road construction zone, so the backups go almost to the 650 North on-ramp coming out of Clearfield. In fact, once you get past that on-ramp, you're going to hit the wall of traffic. The good news is if you're heading south, which most of our traffic is this time of the morning, you're going to be free sailing from Ogden to Salt Lake. That's a 30-minute commute right now, and no delays on Legacy Parkway. At Alta Bank, they know getting through tough times means helping each other. So together, we will go higher than ever before. AltaBank.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Warm day today. Let's see what the rest of the forecast looks like here with Grant.
Sunny skies, it warms up and it's smoky as well. 87 is going to be the high, 89 and sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We start your morning at 62 downtown.
The widow of Senator John McCain has now publicly endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. She spoke out this morning, and we'll share a little bit of what she had to say coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and we thank you for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. We're glad you're here, too, because we can remind you that the Utah Honda dealers have jammed lots right now with a lot of new inventory, and those clearance prices that we've been telling you about will continue on these great vehicles that Honda is known for with quality and reliability and resale value, first and foremost when it comes to Hondas. But let me tell you a little bit about the Honda Accord that I had a chance to drive. Lorenzo up there at Cangar Forum can take good care of you. It has so many things to like, and of course it comes with all the safety features that we talk about with almost every Honda vehicle, all of their models. But inside, you're going to love the extra legroom and headroom for the folks in the back seat, heated and ventilated front seats for the driver and the passenger, one-touch power moonroof, and the wireless phone charger comes in handy with all your charging needs, particularly with your phone.
I was just looking online, in fact, at the Honda Accord Hybrid. It is thousands less than the last time I looked. I mean, this is a good time to be buying a Honda. Right now, though, I want to tell you about the Honda Pilot, which is the big SUV that seats 8. Thank you to Brandon at Ken Garf Honda downtown. If you need a larger vehicle, you know, to take kids around, or just one that has good cargo space, the Honda Pilot, with all the technology that these Honda engineers, who are just incredible, it's got the cross-traffic monitor, that multi-angle rear-view camera. But if you're buying a bigger SUV, before you make a decision, make sure you test drive the Honda Pilot from any of your Utah Honda dealers.
Don't miss these buying opportunities. The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
I'm Congressman Chris Stewart. Throughout my time in Congress,
many things have changed, from national security and privacy to the right to life and religious liberty. These challenges have kept me very busy. I'm one of the few members of the elite China Task Force and created the National Suicide Hotline. I voted to protect newborns by supporting the Born Alive Act and to help funding for Hill Air Force Base, national parks, and the new Salt Lake Airport. I'm Congressman Chris Stewart, fighting the tough fights and delivering for Utah.
I'm Chris Stewart, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Friends for Chris Stewart.
In a moment, lives can change. A serious injury or illness can create barriers where there were none before. But at the new Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health, progress will not be contained. We are redefining the boundaries of recovery with care that goes further and helps patients go further too. Learn more at uofuhealth.org/Nielsen.
And the news is brought to you by Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Utah County, you have been served. You're officially under a new mask mandate. Tonight, you revert back to the orange phase. 9:20 today, Mayor Cafusi calling in live. We're going to ask her how she plans to dig her city out of orange.
Boy, at a time like we have in 2020, with so much breaking news happening, it would be really handy for you to have the KSL News Radio app at your fingertips, on your phone. If you haven't already downloaded it, do it today from wherever you get your apps. It's powered by our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time now, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, a public face mask mandate now in effect in Utah County until October 20th after a reported spike in COVID-19 cases.
Second, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is expressing doubt with December 1st as the start of the next NBA regular season. He thinks it might get pushed back to 2021 instead.
Third, let's see how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Backups are only on I-15 right now and only northbound. That's up in Sunset and Roy from a crash that's still in the left lane. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, hazy, and 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 62 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
A private ceremony will begin soon in the Great Hall of the U.S. Supreme Court before the casket of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is placed under the portico outside for public viewing. On Friday, Ginsburg will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, and on Saturday, President Trump will name his pick to replace her. Louisville, Kentucky, still on edge, awaiting an announcement on charges in the Breonna Taylor case. ABC's Alex Perez is there.
Overnight, protesters in downtown Louisville marching past barricades and boarded up businesses.
The mayor declaring a state of emergency as the city braces for a decision on possible criminal charges against the officers involved in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor.
My hope is that we will continue to see peaceful, lawful protests.
Coronavirus cases on the rise in 23 states. The White House warning at least 18 states. They're in the so-called red zone, meaning they have more than 100 cases per 100,000 people, and more than 10% of new tests are positive. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Cindy McCain, the widow of Senator John McCain, is now publicly endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden, who is a longtime family friend.
McCain talked about her decision with George Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America.
Well, like everyone, I've been sitting at home and watching what's going on, and I'm distressed about it. I, like everyone else, want to have a president that will have my back, that shows empathy and compassion, who has courage and dignity in how they lead, and that's Joe Biden. I've known Joe for over 40 years, and my husband and I, we were good friends with him. And I just felt like it was time to take a stand on this. Like everyone and me, I'm a mother, I'm a business owner, I'm a grandmother, and I want a president who has my back on things.
What does it mean that the president doesn't have your back?
Well, I just think that politicizing things that shouldn't be politicized, it's not doing me as an American citizen, everyone as an American citizen, any good. So I want, as I said, I want a president that will show me the kind of demeanor that will reach across the aisle and work with the Republicans and move this country forward instead of stagnating as we are right now.
You've been a loyal Republican for an awful long time. Even though you're good friends with Joe Biden and his family, you must disagree with him on lots of issues.
Sure, we disagree, but you know something, it's okay to disagree. And you can do it and be amenable about it and be kind to each other. And so that's that. Therein lies the kind of leadership that my husband and Joe showed when they were both, you know, on the Senate floor together, disagreeing on not every issue, but some issues, and then remaining friends. I mean, that's what this is all about.
I know you've also been concerned by the comments attributed to President Trump in that Atlantic article about the military last week. Of course, he made very public comments about your husband time and time again. What role did that play in all of this?
Both Joe and I are Blue Star parents. We have watched our sons step on board either a bus or an airplane, whatever it was, headed to combat. And that changes you. So Joe understands what it means to be a military family.
That's Cindy McCain, the widow of Senator John McCain, now endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for president, speaking this morning on Good Morning America on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:49, it's Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, hopefully that situation up north improving a little bit.
A little bit. It does look like they've got the left lane reopened now on I-15 up in Roy. Now hopefully that delay will clear out fairly quickly. Right now it starts just a couple of blocks past the 650 north on-ramp, and then it ends right at the Roy exit. And it's only north heading up towards Ogden. Those of you coming south from Ogden should be able to keep the speed limit the whole way from Ogden to downtown. Eric?
No major trouble spots in Utah County at the moment. I-15 looks good. City streets still filling in. Over on the 215 East Belt, if you're heading north from Cottonwood Heights up to I-80 or Foothill Drive, that's pretty much delay-free as well. Though there is some slowing on Foothill as you go between 1700 and 1300 South. Heather?
And we are seeing delays now on Bangor Highway. This is northbound between 2700 South and the 201 freeway. Pretty typical this time of the morning. Things are still looking good on the west side belt, I-215, as you head between the south interchange and 201 and I-80. And coming out of Twilla County, still pretty nice. You're at speed on SR-36 and I-80. Head to Logan now. Leaves are turning red and orange in the canyons. Check out live performances of Forever Plaid and the Taffetas with social distancing. Visit ExploreLogan.com for hot getaway deals. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And we look ahead now to the 7-day forecast and see what it looks like. Over to you, Grant.
Pretty warm out there again today. 87, lots of sunshine, a little smoky still, unfortunately. Tomorrow, more of the same, smoky sunshine at 89. Then it's going to cool down thanks to a front. Only 78 the high on Friday, mostly sunny skies. Really pleasant weekend. Sunshine 76 on Saturday, 77 the high on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. 79 Monday, 80 Tuesday, sunshine all the while. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 62 downtown.
Hoping for a second straight day of gains on the markets after a big downturn in the last couple of weeks. We'll double check it, but the last time I took a peek, we were still in the green big time on the Dow. We'll have those numbers for you coming up next.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-day kitchen and bath. It's all about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-day kitchen and bath.
It's about time someone offered you a complete custom bathroom designed for stylish independent living in just 3 days. It's about time someone offered you a written, unconditional 100% satisfaction guarantee on both their quality and craftsmanship. It's about time someone helped you design a safe and stylish bathroom with the luxury of a walk-in tub or the convenience of an easy entry shower. Whether you have an immediate safety need or you just want to prepare for an independent future in your own home, check them out on the web at 3daykitchen.com or call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath for your free design consultation today. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. It's about time.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
September is Healthy Aging Month, and that makes it a great time to talk about cataracts, since this is something most of us will deal with as we get older. Cataracts cause cloudy, blurry vision and increased glare from lights. Who wants their golden years to be obscured by cloudy vision? Not you. Hope's Vision's team of highly skilled surgeons has helped so many seniors by restoring their vision with modern cataract surgery. Ask about their amazing lens options that offer you the opportunity to not only have your vision restored, but also be free of your glasses, bifocals, trifocals, and even readers after cataract surgery. Talk about freedom. Hope's Vision is your world-class leader in modern cataract surgery. If you have cloudy, blurry vision, don't miss another moment. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. That's 877-30-LASIK or book online at hoopsvision.com.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Nike says online sales during the last quarter jumped 82%. The company also says their women's apparel line has tripled in size.
Video game sales have been surging during the pandemic, and advertisers are taking notice. EA's Madden NFL 21 game has a record number of sponsorship deals, which include Gillette, Oakley Eyewear, Campbell's Chunky Soup, Pizza Hut, and Snickers.
How about that? KSL Drives, Fiat Chrysler says they're going to idle their minivan plant in Canada for 3 weeks starting on Monday. The automaker says the break will help them get help them better align with current market demand.
You know, I was thinking about video games, Tim. The strangest things come out of video games. Like, my son loves old-time music. I'm talking about Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan.
Wow.
I mean, old-time music. And he'll come in the bedroom and he's like, Mom, you got to check out this song. You're going to love this song. It's Frank Sinatra.
What video game does that show up on?
I want to say Overwatch or Fallout or something like that.
I had no idea.
Has this old time, and I think that's introduced my teenager to this beautiful music that if I had played, he would have thought, yeah, Mom, that's, you know, really old stuff.
Yeah. Hey, but how about this news that's coming out of the New York Times just a bit ago? Buoyed by positive results in earlier studies, Johnson & Johnson has begun the final stage of their clinical trials for their vaccine.
Yes.
And they're about a few weeks or a few months late compared to some of the other trials, but it's going to be the largest trial of 60,000 participants. And here's the big thing. If this proves to be a good vaccine, a workable vaccine, you will only need one dose instead of two.
That's great news.
So it would speed
distribution.
The distribution and the number of vaccines to people. We'll keep an eye on that for you, but a bit of good news this morning.
Let's take a quick look at the futures. Dow futures up 164. That's 6 tenths. S&P futures up 6.7. The NASDAQ futures down 6.7.
Coming up, we'll check your traffic and weather together.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the latest breaking news the minute it happens. Plus traffic, weather, sports, and more. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Bring us home with you. KSL News Radio.
Close your eyes, unless you're driving. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. That's Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D, like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading, but instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, podcasts, sheet music, and more, all through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd.com, you get endless entertainment and knowledge. From New York Times bestsellers to classics you've always wanted to read. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com and sign up now. That's S-C-R-I-B-D.com, Scribd.com.
Utah Gives Back is a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Latino community makes up over 14% of our population, equaling over 400,000 people in Utah. Studies show that the Latino community experiences some of the highest health disparities in our state. Poverty and lack of access to health care are both risk factors that contribute to high rates of mental and emotional conditions and substance misuse. Latino Behavioral Health Services wants to change these statistics and the lives of the people they represent. By raising awareness around mental illness and substance abuse disorders, they empower Latinos to give back and help the mental health system be more culturally and linguistically responsive. Participation, leadership, and voices of Latinos in recovery are essential to address many of these issues. Latino Behavioral Health Services offers therapy, peer mentorship, education, and suicide prevention training. Through this, they increase the knowledge about mental illness, reduce stigma, and empower people to create change. To learn more, visit latinobehavioral.org. That's latinobehavioral.org. Select Health recognizes the empowerment given by Latino Behavioral Health Services as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
659 Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
And right now, traffic is looking a little bit heavy and slow now on Bangor near 21st South. That's probably the worst spot in the Salt Lake Valley, though. I-15, 215, and 21st South are all delay-free. Eric?
I-15 continues to look sharp in Utah County. No problems right now as you head north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. And city streets still filling in Provo and Orem. Heather?
We still have a few brake lights northbound I-15 moving between Sunset and Roy, but those delays are easing as from an earlier crash that's now cleared. And no problems southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
87 today, 89 tomorrow. Then how do the 70s sound to you? How about 78, 76, 77? And absolutely no talk at all of any precipitation through that period. We did get a little laugh.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.